a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And I just got handed this press release, Dave. Amazon announcing that they are hiring 700 positions in Salt Lake City at their fulfillment center. I wonder if that's for the holidays.
Yeah, I think that's probably a safe bet. There's going to be a few things.
Yeah, last segment we heard Delta is hiring 12,000. We got Amazon hiring 700 new employees. So there you go, Utah. You got plenty of jobs to apply for. Hey, this segment we want to talk about dating and relationships and marriage and politics. You want to date someone who loves Donald Trump as much as you do? There is a dating app for that. Deseret News going in-depth on the dating scene, investigating, looking into apps that actually pair you up based on your political views.
Yeah, we want to talk about which dating apps zero in on political beliefs. And do political views matter in dating and marriage? Let us know what you think. 801-575-7668.
When I read this story in the Deseret News, the one site that definitely caught my eye right at the top of the story, Trump.dating. Make dating great again is kind of their slogan. And how about
who doesn't
this?
Want that, Debbie? Who doesn't want dating to be great again? What?
Can it be? I don't know. Find your
was it ever good?
How about this? Find your pro-Trump match today. There's another site. It's called Patrio. Users can select from a list of 16 different interests, things like faith and free speech and MAGA and build the wall and Blue Lives Matter. So then you get to pick, I guess, what is that over, like, instead of what height or whether they drink socially or not, they allow you to pick from these different categories. And then surveys from the Pew Research Center, Dave, indicate that people are more likely to marry someone of a different race or religion than want to actually cross lines when it comes to their political views.
Which is a little crazy, right? Because there's probably the most wiggle room in political views versus religious views, right? There's not a lot of wiggle room in religious views, but politics is ever-changing. That surprises me.
Erica Evans is a reporter with the Deseret News. She's the one that went in-depth with this story. Excellent story, Erica, and it really got me thinking, do political views really matter in relationships? What's your take?
Yeah, so I actually put myself out there. I got on these apps, so you guys don't have to. And I checked out the ones that you mentioned. Most of these sites have popped up since Trump was elected. I think dating apps are becoming more common. But at the same time, I think it is showing just how polarizing this president is. And, you know, now all the time I hear people say, I would never date someone who voted for Trump, or I would never date someone who voted for Hillary Clinton. And I think it is something that really matters to people more now than maybe it did in the past. But I do think it's a little bit dangerous if we are saying that, you know, someone's political party is a sign of their core values, and that if someone has a different belief than me, then we really can't get along.
When you signed up, did you put in specific categories that you were looking for, and did you get matched with men?
Yeah, you know, the ones that were apps, you know, you swipe around and you match with people, and then the ones that were websites, you sort of just browse profiles and people can send you messages. So yeah, I got there, I talked to people, I was sort of clear to say I'm a journalist on here doing research. But yeah, as you mentioned, Patreo, that one app, you can select sort of your interests. I think I selected free speech because, you know, I'm a journalist. So
wow, so they actually – so then there's actually other sites that are left-leaning as well, right?
Yeah, and I didn't get on those ones just because, you know, our president now is a Republican, so I was checking out those ones more. But yeah, there are ones that for Democrats, and I think it is just a sign that this really matters to people in relationships.
Do people that support Trump, did they feel like they were being targeted or excluded from the dating scene, that they genuinely feel like we have to go to this site because otherwise people just hate us?
Yeah, the men that I was chatting with, several of them sort of expressed that they had been on dates with other people. And, you know, one guy said, as soon as I mentioned that I supported Donald Trump, this woman walked out of the coffee shop and called me a racist on her way out. And these people
didn't
really
even
felt
know me. Like, we didn't even finish this copy. You don't know if I'm a racist or not.
Yeah, but people really do feel like they are being discriminated against because of their political views. I mean, I have to wonder how much of that is your political views, how much of that is
I'm just
not a good date. But.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to envision this, Erica. You're going out on a date, maybe meeting somebody for the first time. Let's say it's just casual, you're meeting for coffee or hot chocolate, whatever the case may be. And they bring up that they voted for Donald Trump. I'm not quite sure how that comes out in the conversation right off out of the gates, because I'm not even interested in how they voted right out of the gates. And I don't even know that that would come up. I guess it would be I'm not in a situation, and I'm just not judging people based on their political views. I suppose if they were out protesting every single weekend and that was, you know, he was trying to drag me along to all these events or something like that, maybe that might, I mean, I'd rather go to a baseball game, quite frankly. And not only that, Dave and I, you know, we work in this, you work in this field where we're inundated with this stuff all day long. I'm not sure I want to make that the focus of a relationship.
I think a lot of people, and this is where it has changed, politics is now a hobby. It used to be an obligation, or it was something you felt a need to do. This is what we do. We contribute and we participate in politics, but now it's a hobby. We watch television as if it's a baseball game. Oh, I got to see what so-and-so. The commentators are as much entertainers as they are pundits. So I think that's where it's changed. I look at the sports world and the political world, the way we consume it, very similar.
Yeah, and I think that it also starts to become a part of your identity, right? You know, mm-hmm. Same way as if you're a really strong fan of a sports team, that becomes a part of who you are. And, you know, we're seeing more and more, you know, who you vote for. It's not just, oh, okay, that's what you've, how you think about politics. That's okay, that's part of your values. Yeah. And if you are different than me, then I might think you're actually not just different, but a bad person because you believe that way. So,
Erica Evans is with the Deseret News. She's a reporter who recently published a story about dating apps and dating sites that are right-leaning and pro-Trump. And this is where people can meet up and they all have the same political views. And I wondered how healthy that was for a relationship. And so we brought Erica in to sort of sort through how she went about doing this story. And it's fascinating for me to think that these kinds of sites have popped up. Of course, you know, we're entrepreneurs, right? When we see that there's a way in to make money, I mean, certainly these sites are in it to make money. There's left-leaning sites, there's right-leaning sites. Some are pro-Trump, some are Trump haters. But it's a fascinating conversation because I guess maybe I'm a little bit blinded to this. I didn't realize that politics played such a huge role in relationships because I've just never had that be a focus. Am I wrong? And I'm wondering if what our listeners think, you know, have you had horrible, you know, experiences with politics in a relationship? And do you have to see eye to eye in order to make that relationship work? I want to give out the phone number to call for the next segment, 801-575-7668.
Coming up next, I want to give you my pitch, Deb, of why a mixed political relationship is awesome and almost preferred. I'm not ready to go all in, but maybe preferred isn't too strong. I think there's some real redeeming qualities to having a mixed relationship, politically speaking, when we return on the Dave and Dujanovic Show. Final segment coming up here in just 3 minutes.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get all news all morning, then go in-depth about the news.
Live with Greg Skordis. He's a former prosecutor. We're talking about an adoption scheme.
With Dave and Debbie.
These adoptive parents could lose their child.
That's exactly what could happen.
News at 5, talk at 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
So you want to date someone who loves Donald Trump as much as you do? Well, guess what? You guessed it. There's an app for that. There's a website for that. Dave and I are talking with Erica Evans of the Deseret News. She did a big story about that. And you actually went online and registered for these dating sites.
Yeah, I did. I got on there. I matched with people. I talked to them. I asked them, why are you on this site? And it was really interesting.
What were some of the overall feelings? Why did they feel it necessary to go on a very exclusive political view dating site?
I mean, politics were clearly very important to these people. And for them, I think, you know, it would be a deal breaker if their partner didn't share those views. And they also felt that they had been discriminated against for their own views.
Yeah, the anti-Trump crowd, they're not subtle. I mean, can we admit that the anti-Trump crowd is not, oh, yeah, no, I didn't vote for him. It's death to anyone that voted for him.
This is really an interesting discussion. And for me, because I'm dating right now or trying to date, and this just never comes up on my radar when I'm trying to meet somebody. The things that come up on my radar in this order are, do you have a criminal history? Do you have a bad financial history, like a series of bankruptcies? Maybe you don't pay taxes, you know, those kinds of things. Are you a good dad? And then, do you like to laugh? I would even say you have to laugh, you know, right out of the get-go. The first, I would never on a date say, did you vote for Trump? Did you vote for Obama? Did you vote for Mayor Jackie Biskupski? Did you vote for, you know, Sheriff so-and-so? That just does not register with me, and I don't know if that's a big deal or not.
I think a lot of it, you can look at those as being core beliefs. I think that's important. If you're looking for a relationship and you have a very strong feeling toward abortion, it's going to be hard to match with somebody and have a different point of view. These are some core beliefs, and I don't think it's unhealthy to try to match with people that believe the way you believe. Now, I think there is actually a benefit to having a mixed political relationship. So say you are super Republican and you marry someone that's super Democrat. A lot like Mary Matlin and James Carville, right? Two political pundits that have been married since the early 90s. How does it work? This is the lie that we're being fed, is that you are enemies if you are political opponents. And that is the lie right there. When you're married and you have completely different views, the thing I love about it is you can have a conversation and realize they're not coming from a position of hate, of racism, of anger, because you know that person. You give your spouse the benefit of the doubt and say you genuinely have a different view and a different idea. I'm not going to vilify you and make you a terrible person. I'm going to genuinely listen to your point of view. I might disagree with it, but at least I know it's not coming from a deep, dark, evil place, which is where we go politically. If you think differently than I do, then you are evil. You are awful.
Erica Evans from the Deseret News in the studio with us, and Andrew Hull, of course, our producer, just jumped in the booth with us as well because we were taking phone calls on this, but apparently we had a little problem with the phone line. So, but you heard the calls. They're just not audible to play on the air. What did the caller say?
Yeah, unfortunately, they're a little too choppy. But one caller was talking about how they knew a person who was on the dating scene who was just so not agreeable that there's no way that anybody would be reasonable to date them, right? And so I think that brings up an important point. You know, there's people who are going to be on these sites who have such deeply held beliefs. I think if you're on the Trump dating site, for example, and if you're going to a site specifically for these political views and you're only going to probably be dating someone who has those views, you might as well get those out of the way and start asking those questions immediately or be on that site, right?
So let's ask Eric Evans. You actually signed up for the site as a reporter and you told the people on the site that you were a journalist doing research. What was your experience with that?
Yeah, well, I love what Dave just said about, you know, finding that common ground. I think overall, our country could really benefit by a greater willingness for us to come together and see what we have in common instead of what really makes us different. But for the people on these sites, yeah, these, you know, their political beliefs are really important to them. There was some interesting thing that I ran into was a lot of these men were looking for women who fit, you know, a certain traditional gender role. And they were anti-feminist. That's not something I'm personally really interested in. So, you know, the fact that they put that out there lets me know maybe we're not a match.
So can they select that in one of the categories that they're looking for somebody who will be in that play? I want to say succumb because that's but that's not the right word. Will take on that role?
Yeah, people would write that kind of thing in their profile.
Okay, so they would make it clear up front.
Yeah.
That's what they were looking for.
Yes.
But we see that on Tinder all the time, right? Vote Trump, swipe left. Is that the right way? I can't remember.
Yeah, left is bad.
Left is bad.
I don't like you.
Vote of Trump, swipe right. I don't know what it is, but we're seeing that. People are putting that out. And I think what I don't like about that especially is it's immediately putting up a barrier of, oh, if you're not with me, you're against me. You know, can you imagine doing that? If you're not a jazz fan, don't even bother, friends, because in this house, it is all jazz all the time. Now, that actually, to me, is a little more reasonable than who your political party is. But no, I think too often we're taking this way too seriously. I think we're taking our political views and we're putting a little uranium in them and just setting it off and saying, all right, let's see what happens. Let's see how hot this gets.
Andrew, you were once dating. You're in a relationship now.
Right.
Did you find, and you're young, I mean, you've been on the political scene. You've worked in politics already, even at your age. Did you find this to be a deal breaker for you or for the woman you were seeing at the time?
No, I mean, I don't think that politics necessarily came up too often when I was first, like, dating people or, like, on first dates. In fact, I think it's one of those unwritten rules of a first date that you aren't going to be talking about politics. But I did see what Dave was talking about, you know, people saying, if you're a Trump supporter, you better swipe left. Or if you don't support Trump, you better swipe left, right? And so, no, I don't think in my experience it came up too much. And I don't know that it would have been a deal breaker for me either way.
That conversation is awkward, though.
Oh,
when it does
sure.
come up, maybe it doesn't come up on the first date, but eventually you'll start talking about something. You'll start talking about immigration. You'll just sort of be feeling like, what kind of tone are they using? You know, I'm trying to feel out where they're coming from. And then you'll just sort of slip it in. So
you might sugarcoat it a little bit.
Do you like Trump's policies? Or,
do you wear red hats? Do you wear red hats with silly lettering? I don't know. Yeah.
And it could also, it's been more and more of an issue for me, is that now we're kind of thrust into this limelight as journalists, as kind of being bad people based on the things that the president has said at the national level directed towards, you know, journalists at the network. But I have found that in some of these, in these first dates or these conversations that I'm having, it's like, I just put that right out there. I am in the media. I have a radio talk show. I've been a journalist for almost 30 years now. And then if they're not interested, they can, I guess, swipe left.
Yes.
Anytime I think you're lumping people into groups, that's bad news. I think just in general, it's a bad practice to say, oh, you're part of this group, then that's who you are. We're so individual, and we have so many thoughts and nuances to who we are as individuals. I hate any time we stuff people in a box and we categorize them. Oh, you're a Trump supporter. Well, I know what that means. You have no idea what that means. Take some time, have a conversation. Maybe it's not as crazy as you think. All right. Hey, thank you, Erica, for joining us. And hey, we're out of time. We'll see you next week, tomorrow.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.